From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Iran claims it launched two ballistic test missiles today, reportedly inscribing them in Hebrew with a message saying Israel should be wiped from the pages of history. The semi-official Fars News Agency showed pictures it said were of Qadar-age missiles being fired from a mountain in the eastern part of Iran. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. stands with Israel in defense of its skies and borders.
We condemn all threats to Israel, and we'll stand with Israel to help it defend itself against all kinds of threats.
According to one of the leaders of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the reason we designed our missiles with a range of 2,000 kilometers is to be able to hit our enemy, the Zionist regime, describing its tests as a show of deterrent power. The visit of U.S. Vice President Joe Biden to Israel and the Palestinian territories is being overshadowed by violence. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Vice President Joe Biden criticized the Palestinian Authority for remaining silent after a Palestinian went on a stabbing rampage Tuesday near Tel Aviv. An American tourist was killed and 10 other people were wounded.
The United States of America condemns these acts and condemns the failure to condemn these acts.
The ruling Palestinian Fatah Party praised the attack, part of a wave of almost daily Palestinian stabbings, shootings, and car rammings. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
An Islamic State operative suspected of being the head of the militant group's chemical weapon program is in custody, captured last week by American special forces in Iraq, even as new gas attacks were reported today. This is VOA News. In the second significant U.S. attack on al-Shabaab in 5 days, U.S. and Somali forces have attacked a militant base west of Mogadishu. A U.S. official confirms the raid was a joint U.S.-Somali government operation. A Somali official said helicopters dropped between 60 and 70 soldiers outside the town of Oud Hegel just after midnight. The official, Mohammed Awais Abukar, told VOA the troops then attacked 3 or 4 targets in the town, inflicting a number of casualties on the targets. Al-Shabaab said one of its fighters was killed in the raid while others forced the troops to retreat. On Saturday, U.S. aircraft fired missiles at an al-Shabaab training camp north of Mogadishu, killing around 150 militants, according to the Pentagon. Al-Shabaab confirmed the aerial attack, but said the death toll was much lower. United Nations Syria envoy Stefania Mistura said substantive talks on political transition in Syria begin Monday and will not last beyond March 24th. He commented from Geneva today as the second round of proximity talks between the Syrian government and the opposition formally opened, but without key players who have not yet arrived. The UN is attributing some delays to logistics. However, in a statement to VOA, the main Syrian opposition group said it would be a no-show for discussions today because they're still discussing whether to attend. The Syrian government also indicated they will not join until later, which is an indication proximity talks may not be fully underway until March 14th. Thousands of migrants from Syria and other countries are now stranded in Greece, blocked from reaching northern Europe after Macedonia closed its border. The Macedonian police shut down the border one day after Slovenia, Croatia, and Serbia declared their borders shut to almost all transiting migrants, with the exceptions being made only for asylum seekers. The actions effectively closed the so-called Balkan route. Authorities say nearly 36,000 migrants and refugees are stranded in Greece, with more than 14,000 mainly Syrian and Iraqi nationals stuck in a camp close to a border crossing into Macedonia. Members of the French Confederation of Labor marched through the streets of Paris on Wednesday, demanding that French President François Hollande abandon plans to tamper with the country's 35-hour work week to create new jobs. Angry unions and groups were joining forces in a day of protest against the proposed changes. And the man who is believed to have been the fifth Beatle has passed away. Former Beatles drummer Ringo Starr has announced the death of the so-called fifth Beatles. Their producer, Sir George Martin, at age 90. He posted the news on Twitter. Martin was a classically trained musician who signed the four young Beatles and then guided them to success, credited with scoring their iconic trumpet solos. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.